Overcoming Resentment, free ESL podcast number 45. In this episode, we will be discussing the following. Part 1, what is resentment? Part 2, short true story of how I overcame resentment. And Part 3, questions and answers. Hi everyone, my name is David, and it is my goal to help you learn English faster. Learning to speak English is easier than you think. You just need to use the correct learning methods. Remember that you can always access the complete written transcripts for each podcast at learningenglishfaster.com. Today's podcast will be a little different. I will discuss a very mature subject, but the goal, as always, is still to help you learn English. I do my best to vary the subjects to give you more variance in your English. Part 1. What is resentment? For the purpose of this podcast, I will define resentment as a very intense anger resulting from the perception of being treated unfairly. Resentment is an extreme form of anger or hatred, and it can lead to seeking revenge. As a licensed clinical social worker, or LCSW, I can tell you that the feelings of resentment are very serious and can be very difficult to overcome. I like to compare resentment to a song that gets stuck in your head and keeps playing again and again. The difference is that song will fade away after a couple of days or weeks. Resentments can last a lifetime and do a tremendous amount of psychological damage to the person that is doing the resenting. As a matter of fact, the more you replay an injustice or resentment in your mind, the stronger it actually becomes. Resentment is very common. Let's face it, in this world, evil is real. And if you live in this world long enough, someone is eventually going to take advantage of you or violate your trust in some way. The specifics of who, what, why, where, and when are not important. What is important is whether the bad experience triggered feelings of resentment. If so, one thing you can know for sure is that if you don't try to address the resentment, it won't go away by itself. Most professionals will agree that the key to overcoming or letting go of resentment is forgiveness. The problem with this is that forgiving is much easier said than done. From experience, I can say that it can be almost impossible. This is one circumstance where a spiritual approach yields much better results than any secular approach that I am aware of. What do I mean by a spiritual approach? When I say spiritual, I am talking about the belief of a higher power. I do not want to offend or exclude people who do not believe in a higher power, but I will tell you that statistically, people who believe in a higher power are much more likely to overcome resentment successfully. I am a Christian, so I will be telling my story from a Christian perspective. Again, I do not want to offend or exclude anyone who has different beliefs. Part 2. Short, true story of how I overcame resentment. Okay, everybody goes through difficult times in their lives. I call these difficult experiences life storms. Occasionally, there is what I call a perfect storm that impacts many areas of your life, such as your relationships, your finances, your health, etc. Well, as you may have guessed, my resentment resulted from one of these perfect life storms. As I mentioned before, the specifics are not important. What is important is that I strongly felt that I had been treated very unfairly, and I resented that for many years, but not by conscious choice. As a mental health professional, I quickly realized that this was not healthy, and that I needed to forgive. So I forgave the people who wronged me, and I even prayed for them on a regular basis. But the resentments continued to play in my head. I thought to myself, I forgave the offenders. So how is this possible? Why can't I just let go? The answer is that I did not fully understand how to forgive. You see, most religions around the world and most wise people will tell you that you should never judge someone else in your heart. I cannot speak for every religion, but the Bible clearly states that if you judge others, you will also be judged. Once I truly realized that you really cannot resent without first judging someone else in your heart, I realized what I needed to do, and it was counterintuitive, or not what you might think. I had to repent for judging the very people who did wrong by me. I had to accept that no matter how badly I may have been wronged, it was not my place to pass judgment on other human beings because I have no right to do so. According to the Christian faith, the only person who has the right to judge someone else in their heart is someone who is completely free of sin. And, well, that is not me. The good news is that once I got down on my knees and prayed for forgiveness, the resentments finally faded away. Today, I still need to be mindful of my thoughts and what type of music I listen to, but the seemingly uncontrollable replaying of this difficult time in my life had finally come to an end. Part 3. Questions and Answers. Now, I will tell a small part of the true story, followed by a pause. This pause is time for you to answer out loud. Short and quick answers are best. My answers may be slightly longer to provide context. This technique simulates a conversation and helps you to start thinking in English. Answer the questions as if you were telling the story. Okay, everybody goes through difficult times in their lives. I call these difficult experiences life storms. Occasionally, there is what I call a perfect storm that impacts many different areas of your life, such as your relationships, your finances, your health, etc. Well, as you may have guessed, my resentment resulted from one of these perfect life storms. Did you resent the movie, The Perfect Storm? Or was your resentment a result of a perfect life storm? No, I did not resent renting a movie. My resentment came from a perfect storm in my life, or a difficult time in my life. I actually enjoyed the movie. As I mentioned before, the specifics are not important. What is important is that I strongly felt that I had been treated very unfairly, and I resented that for many years, but not by conscious choice. Did you consciously choose to resent being treated unfairly for years and years? No, I did resent for years after being treated unfairly, but not by choice. I don't think that anyone really chooses to resent. It seems to happen on a semi-conscious level. As a mental health professional, I quickly realized that this was not healthy and that I needed to forgive. So I forgave the people who wronged me, and I even prayed for them on a regular basis. But the resentments continued to play in my head. Did forgiving the people who wronged you stop the resentment from playing in your head? No. Unfortunately, no matter how many times I prayed for the people who wronged me, the resentments kept haunting me. I thought to myself, I forgave the offenders. So how is this possible? Why can't I just let go? The answer is that I did not fully understand how to forgive. Did you completely understand how to forgive? Or was there something you were missing? I did not fully understand how to forgive. Apparently, you have to do more than just say and truly mean that you forgive someone. You see, most religions around the world, and most very wise people, will tell you that you should never judge someone else in your heart. I cannot speak for every religion, but the Bible clearly states that if you judge others, you will also be judged. Is it a good idea to judge people who have wronged you? No. It is very unwise to judge other people, no matter what they have done to you. Once I truly realized that you really cannot resent without first judging someone else in your heart, I realized what I needed to do, and it was counterintuitive, or not what you might think. I had to repent for judging the very people who did wrong by me. Why did you have to repent when you were the victim? Even though I may have been a victim, I was not innocent because I judged the people who did me wrong in my heart. I had to repent for judging in my heart. I had to accept that no matter how badly I may have been wronged, it was not my place to pass judgment on another human being, because I have no right to do so. According to the Christian faith, the only person who has the right to judge someone else in their heart is someone who is completely free of sin. And, well, that is not me. Is there anyone who has the right to judge another person? Yes. According to the Christian faith, the only person to ever live a sin-free life and have the right to judge others is Jesus. Fortunately, he chooses to forgive whenever possible. The good news is that once I got down on my knees and prayed for forgiveness, the resentments finally faded away. Today, I still need to be mindful of my thoughts and what type of music I listen to, but the seemingly uncontrollable replaying of this difficult time in my life had finally come to an end. Did you finally realize that you never had the right to judge another person? Yes, after I accepted this truth and repented, I was finally able to truly forgive and let go of my resentments. This free podcast uses some of the same learning methods that are used in the complete courses, but the stories in the complete courses are superior because they provide much more context, and each new lesson is a continuation of the same story. If you like this free podcast, please help me to continue developing content by liking, subscribing, and sharing on your favorite social media. Until next week.